just walking past, I've just bumped into three people deep in conversation and interrupted them. They are talking about the culture and how it affects the UK as well as internationally. What is it you were, just try to summarise what you were actually saying, if that would be possible?
Well, what I'm saying is all subcultures have to know what their cultural worth is before they can become intercultural. For my own, as somebody who represents the African diaspora, and I say that within the context that I am an Afro-European who happens to live as a British citizen in Manchester, UK, there is a youth culture who are of Afro-Caribbean descent who are not clear of their identity. As a result of that, they are disaffected socially and culturally, and as a result, in many extreme cases, they fall victim to ill health with regards to their mental health, or fatal health in a gang culture that sees them wiping one another out. They wipe one another out because there is no hope. There is no way in which they can be assimilated productively and emancipated by their potential to have an economic stake in this country. The gang culture is a consequence of power denied and power simply created where they are best able to express it. And this conference and my participation, and speaking to a number of Afro-Caribbean males and virtually of the same generation, is that I do believe we're an endangered species. And I believe the only way that we will survive is as a result of conferences and having dialogue and contributing to environments like this. Our culture will be better understood. The policy decision makers, the academics, the people who have the power, will as a result empower our youth and entrust with them their role in a multicultural Britain and an intercultural world. Because I think we've got some issues as to how we as Britain play that part in that global community. But for me, it just gives me a further momentum. And speaking to these three brothers gives me the continued faith and belief of our culture being, it was about the village that brought up the child. And then the community brings up our youth. And then they, in turn, help us bring up the communities that make up whatever this society might be. But for me, that's the long short of it. But that's 50 years worth, so maybe hopefully you'll make sense of that.
Thank you. Can I just ask you your name and who you're representing? Would that be okay?
My name's Jeff Thompson. I'm the Executive Chair of the Youth Charter, a UN-accredited NGO that works globally and locally using sport and the arts to engage young people and motivate them into achieving something in life.
Thank you. What do you think about what he's just said?
I can resonate with what you just said because obviously in my role I see this all the time. I work for the City Council as Head of Equal Opportunities, so I can see that we've got a gang culture in Liverpool. We've had a number recently gun-related incidents which have been well publicised in the national and local press. So I think it's very important for communities to be fully connected with the social policy makers, with the education system, and with what's generally going on around the city.
How do you feel events like this are contributing to breaking down borders and barriers?
Well, events like this are only going to be useful if the people that we're trying to help are part of it. And one of the problems with debates of interculturalism, it's limited to academics. And at this particular conference, there's very few community organisations, very few BME people in general. And, the debate is limited to a few.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you.